It's certainly a bad situation out in Nebraska as the fire continues to burn. Laura Field, the executive vice president of the Nebraska Cattlemen, says that despite the devastation, agriculture is doing what it does best, coming together to help each other.
It is really a time where we see the absolute best in the agriculture community. You know, it's calving season out in that part of the state. So many people have started calving later to avoid the harsh winters. And so a lot of people have their cows in close, which is a blessing sometimes and a difficulty. If they're all together, they can move them quicker. However, if they're in a place where a fire's headed, to get them moved quickly can be challenging too.
These fires are burning up a lot of summer pastures, which means producers are losing a lot of grass that cattle were going to consume in the summer.
We know fire is a great tool to grow back healthy landscapes, but right now these are their summer pastures that are going to be gone. And so with the number of cattle that are in that part of the state, I think this is what the biggest challenge people are thinking about right now is, where are we going to go? What are we going to do? And at the same time, our phone, especially at Nebraska Cattlemen, and I know all across the state, have been ringing saying, we've got trucks loaded. We're ready to send supplies. We're ready to send hay.
Field says this wildfire has officially been declared the largest wildfire in Nebraska's history. It's now the fifth largest in U.S. history. The Nebraska Cattlemen have set up a disaster relief fund where 100% of donations will be distributed to producers who have been impacted. To find the link to donate, visit our website, HoosierAgToday.com, and find this story. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.